We're doing the book of Habakkuk. We're up to what's called the second chapter, the third pasuk. And Hashem had called out to Habakkuk and said, okay, you asked me, you wanted to understand, how am I letting the wicked override the righteous? And Hashem says, okay, write this vision and make it clear so that whoever reads it can run through it. And Hashem begins, and he says like this, Ki yod chazon lamoed v'yafeach lakeitz v'lo yechazev im yitmama chakeilo ki vo yavo lo yeacher. Hashem says od chazon lamoed. Hashem says there is still a vision, and that vision is for a set time. And he's talking about the end of time, the ultimate geula. Hashem says, aside from the end that's going to come to Babel, od chazon, there's still a vision, lamoed, for that set time when the geula, the redemption, will come. And after that, there, v'yafech laketz v'lo yechazev, Hashem says, and at that vision, after that, you speak about that time, v'lo yechazev, and that vision will have no error in it, so to speak. There'll be no falsehood. Im yitmama, though you see that it seems to be detained, that's taking a long time till it comes. Israel, chakelo, wait for it, because don't give up hope, the Navi says. Don't worry, there is a set time. Ki vo yavo, when that time comes, lo yacher, it will not be delayed. Even though you so much time will pass, you'll think to yourself, how can it be? So many years in this exile, in the diaspora. And Hashem says, I want you to clarify this to the people. It's not only about Babylon's destruction. But they have to realize that just as now, even you, the prophet Habakkuk, look at the difficulties of the Jewish people, and you have a hard time understanding what's God planning in all this. Well, tell the Jewish people that this too shall pass, and just as you will see, you will witness, there is also going to be periods throughout Jewish history where people won't understand. There's so much time passing. Can it really be? Is Hashem really bringing a final redemption to His people? And the Navi warns us, Im yitmama. Though you're going to think he's being detained, chakelo, wait for him. Ki vo yavo, for he will come, lo yacher, and he will not be delayed. Lo yechazev, the Navi says, that time is a true time. There's no falsehood in it. And today, it's easier to think about that time. But throughout the hundreds of years of persecution, the hundreds of years that the Jews were being tormented by the Christians and all the countries that they were in, the Navi over here is telling us, hold on. And who knows, maybe this is part of why we had strength to hold on. The Navi says, Hine upila lo yashera nafsho bo. Hine upila. Upila is it was strengthened. And the Navi is coming to clarify the vision he said, and he says, you see, right now Babylon seems to be tremendously powerful. He is haughty. Hine upila, look at his strength. Lo yashera nafsho, and the soul that's within him is not straight. But how do you put up with such a leader? How do you put up with his tormentations? Says the Navi, V'tzadik b'emunato yichyem. The tzadik can stand it all. How does he stand? He stands with his faith in Hashem. And he says, everything here is under Hashem's control. Nothing here is because the Babylonian Empire decides to punish me. No. V'tzadik b'emunato yichyem. He holds on to his emunah. He says Hashem's controlling everything. Tzadik be'emunato yichyeh. Now, this word upila, we went with one understanding. There are many understandings. There's a big discussion here among the commentaries. What does the word upila mean? Rashi learns he is in constant anger and desire. He's always trying to get more and more. He's never satiated. Upila, hine upila lo yashera nafsho bo. His soul is in constant anger and desire, and he's never satiated. He's always trying to get more. V'tzadik b'emunato yichyeh, and the tzaddik is the exact opposite. He's living in his faith, and he doesn't spend his life trying always to get more and more of the physical world. Others say that upila means he is in darkness. He's so to speak enveloped himself. Lo yashera nafsho bo. A person who doesn't have an honest soul, whose soul is not straight, and when a person doesn't have things worked out internally, so then the only thing that can happen when he's faced with the challenges of life is that he feels surrounded by darkness, and he doesn't see a way out. Whereas tzaddik be'emunato yichyeh, the tzaddik who maintains his emunah, he isn't encased in darkness. As bad as the situation can be, he always has that hope. He knows Hashem's controlling everything, and at any minute it can change. So hinei upila, according to that understanding, is the person who does not have emunah. He is encased, he is surrounded in darkness, lo yashera nafsho bo, because his soul is not straight, his soul hasn't worked out the difficulties of his emunah. And there are other understandings here. This is obviously a very important pasuk, v'tzadik be'emunato yichyeh. It's interesting that the Targum translates emunato over here as kushtehon, from the word emet, faithfulness. Not faith, but faithfulness. Be'emunato, in his honesty he will live. Not the way we'd ordinarily think the word emunah is to be translated. V'tzadik be'emunato yichyeh, and the tzaddik exists based upon his honesty. The Targum translates the pasuk, hinei upila lo yashera nafsho bo. The wicked say, none of this is ever going to happen. The wicked say there is no future. If you see the wicked succeed, so then the wicked decide to switch sides. They turn on their people. They say, come on, don't you see who's winning? V'tzadik, but the righteous, be'emunato yichyeh, they stick to the truth. Sometimes it's very tempting to go with the forces of evil when they're successful. V'tzadik, be'emunato yichyeh. The tzaddik sticks to his guns. He sticks to the truth. Ve'af ki ayin bogeid gever yahir velo hinve. Ve'af, and certainly ki hayayin, that a person who is running after wine, bogeid, is going to be a traitor in his drunken stupor. Gever yahir, a person like this, who has a crass, bold spirit, and he's not sticking to his life, but no, he's v'lo yinve. He doesn't stay in his own home, mind his own business, but he goes out and harms others. Gever yahir, a proud person, velo yinve, and he doesn't stay in his home. He's going out, he's plundering others. And how many times in our history was this a reference to the people who went out and did pogroms against their people? Ve'af ki ayayin boged, the man who chased after wine, who came to the Jewish inn, the Jewish tavern, and drank, and then turned on the man who served him the wine. Ve'af ki ayayin boged, and how much more so is a person who drank wine a traitor? Geber Yahir, this proud man, velo yinveh. He doesn't sit in his own home. Yinveh, like the word naveh, a home. Asher hirchiv kishol nafsho. Vehu chamavet velo yisba. Vayesof elav kol hagoyim. Vayikbotz elav kol hamim. The Nabi says, "Asher irchiv kishol nafsho." His soul always desires more. It's like the grave. There's endless room in the grave. "Asher irchiv kishol nafsho." His soul is wide. He's desiring to conquer the world. He wants to conquer everything. "Vehu chamavet lo yisba." He is like the death that's never satiated. Just like death, it's as though it's an insatiable thing in the world, that there's always room for more people to die, unfortunately. So too, this is representative, be it of the Babylonian Empire, be it of the enemies of the Jewish people throughout their history, that it's as though they're never satiated. Vayesof elav kol hagoyim, he gathers all the nations, he wants everyone under his dominion. Vayikbotz Elav kol ha'amim. He gathers all the nations and he seems to conquer everything. So here there are different interpretations of what the Navi is talking about. One understanding is we're talking about Belshazzar, the king, the end of the Babylonian Empire. It was he who was defeated, and it was at the night that he got drunk at the party, that the wine became a traitor on him. His castle didn't last too long. That same night, the Persian Mede Empire overtook him. That this Babylonian Empire wanted to conquer everything. That's one understanding, that this is a direct description of the Babylonian Empire. Another understanding is that this is talking about Nebuchadnezzar, who drank a tremendous amount of wine, and that's why Nebuchadnezzar acted without thought often. He went and he'd kill without thinking twice. And even the people who he made peace treaty with, he'd kill them. And that's because of his crass nature, his bold spirit, and lo yinveh, his kingdom wouldn't last. Within 70 years, the whole kingdom disintegrated. It was all taken over by the Persian Mede Empire. And the Navi doesn't explain it here, but historically, they found, archaeologically, they found that the people were quick to turn on Nebuchadnezzar. There are records that the people welcomed the Persian Mede Empire, meaning they took over. We have a description of a war that took place, but in the Persian Mede history, they found stones in the entrance to the cities where the people wrote words of welcome, greeting the Persian Mede Empire, meaning he was such a terrible king, the people under his rule were very happy to get rid of him. It wasn't him at that point. It was already Belshazzar, his son. But it was the whole attitude of the kingdom. So that, I don't know of a source for that in Chazal or in the Tanakh. Meaning the Tanakh describes a war, and in Josephus he describes a war. But archaeologically, they found indications that the people turned on Nebuchadnezzar, which goes in line with what we're reading here, that he was so wicked and so cruel. He'd get drunk and then kill people who were even his friends. He was just so proud and haughty, there was no one to talk to. And then the allegory, he's like death that's never satiated. Nebuchadnezzar, whoever he feels like he kills, it's like death. And he actually decreed death upon so many people without second thought. And even in his drunken stupor, he would let himself get away with it. The Navi continues and says, Halo eile chulam. All these people who he took and made his slaves, alav mashal yisahu umlitza achidot lo. People will speak about him with the following allegory, with the following riddle, ve'yomar, and they'll say, hoy yamarbe lo lo ad matai umachbid alav avtit. Woe to the person who gathers lo lo, that it won't really be for him. And they'll say, woe to the person who gathers this great wealth and this kingdom, which won't last for him. Because everyone knew it was only a matter of time till his evil acts overtake him. And they just asked, Ad matai? How much longer will he be successful in gathering this wealth? Umachbid alav, and he's really making the weight of sin greater on himself. Ke'av tit, like thick tar. He's just weighing himself down. He thinks that he's gathering wealth, and in essence he's weighing himself down because he's gathering enemies. He's gathering sin. Halo feta yakumu noshechecha v'yikzuhu mizazecha. It'll be sudden that those who bite you will turn on you. You'll suddenly find people turning on you and biting you. V'yikzu mizazecha, and will awaken those who will scare you, who will cause you to tremble. To be mizazea means to cause to tremble. V'ayita limshisot lamo, and then you will find yourself being plundered by them. They will trample you when they awaken, when they arouse to take revenge from you. Kiata shalot agoyim rabim, because you looted so many nations. Yeshalucha kol yeter hamim, and by the same token, other nations will come and loot you. Midame adam b'chamas eretz kirya v'chol yosheveva. This is all because of all the blood that you spilled, the blood of the people of Israel that you spilled, v'chamas eretz, and because of what you did to the land of Israel, and Kiryah, the great city of Jerusalem, v'chol yosheveva, and all its inhabitants. And so Hashem says, there will be a punishment, there will be a payback for everything you've done. There will be justice in the world. And this is part of the answer Chavakuk's question. Hashem says there will be justice brought to the world. And there won't only be a justice that's with Nebuchadnezzar, there will also be long-term justice. There will also be that great justice which is yet to come to the world. Now, we have to ask ourselves, so what's the answer to Chavakuk's question? Meaning, Chavakuk said, well, still, how are the wicked overtaking those that are more righteous than them? And as we learn, we'll explore that, but first, let's wait till next week when we finish Hashem's answer, and then we'll see.